calling this meeting to order. Roll call, Anthony.
Here.
Jen, here. Rini.
Here.
Jean.
Here.
Paul still at home. Dave Garcia.
Here.
Doug Gardner.
Here.
Dave Moore.
Here.
No Kathy. Damon.
Here.
All right. I did not get a chance to finish up the meetings. I apologize. We do not have any minutes of any intervening special meetings. Kathy's not here. Did we want to discuss the insurance rate increase amongst ourselves or?
Yeah.
Okay.
I did not. You know what? Well, let me start with, you made a comment about $100,000 for a roof. And I was like,
yes.
I did not print out. Did she print out the, you know, did she give us a copy of the insurance?
It was in an email. Yeah.
Okay. I obviously was like, you know, dun-dun-dun, and didn't read it. So did somebody print out what the insurance? Okay, that's really important because I was going to do it, and I didn't go back. I didn't have time to go back and like, print it. But first off, they've overvalued this house. My God, they've had this place valued higher at, like, some lakefront properties. Yeah. I mean, Damon, so is your house
they
property?
They said it at $600,000.
Yeah, that's so crazy.
That's total replacement. That's if this thing burned to the ground.
You can't. We've got concrete.
Well, I'm just saying. Total replacement. That's what that cost is. Which is way too high.
Yeah. My total replacement in my house that I have is $325,000. Yeah. Total replacement.
Yeah.
Yeah. So just for an example, the roof cost $14,000. Now, granted, they didn't replace the entire roof.
Not the rafters.
When they're doing replacement costs, they're talking about every nail, everything.
Yeah,
so let me finish. So they did that. They replaced 45 sheets of plywood, and it was still only $14,000.
Oh. Right, and that's not including the rafters. So, I did my house with rafters, including all the nails and everything, including a whole new rafters, for $17,000. Yeah. So please.
Yeah. Right.
And you said they were saying it was
$100,000.
$100,000 for the roof, but $107,000 for the exterior. Obviously. For just exterior, $107,000. That's that way. Those are two numbers that are grossly overpriced.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what Kathy decided to do was bind it because we had no choice. It was expired or expiring. So,
but can't we go back?
Yes. So now we should chop it in. I'm sorry. What was that?
And have it appraised for the true value.
Damon can do that.
Damon's an appraiser.
Well, I'm conflict of interest, but I can have my commercial guy do it.
Okay.
That's not a problem.
Yeah, let's do that.
Let's do that. Can you do that? Damon, that's awesome because that, you know, it is a conflict of interest, except like you said, you do more residential.
I personally won't do it.
Right.
But
yeah, that's fine.
He's an independent. Like, he's my commercial. He's independent. I 1090 him, so he's not a W-2.
Hello.
Will he charge?
Yeah, most
How probably. Much?
I'll find out.
What do you think?
It's us, so it'll probably be a great charge, but I'll find out. Mm-hmm. I'll call you tonight and see.
What do you think? What does it normally cost?
Well, that depends on the appraisal company. I agree with Damon. I do mostly residential. Mm-hmm. So appraisals, again, when we're just appraising the building, it should not be more than $700.
Okay. Yeah, so let's get a price, and then we'll decide whether
I'm going to know it's from Russ. So I'll just make sure he just does it rock bottom. It'd be like a job for me.
Yeah.
You know, awesome. So it's not a problem.
Can somebody shut that door? Because when I came in, it was 70 degrees, and I'm not heating for back on.
But the foundation is less than the roof. It doesn't make any sense. $91,000 for the foundation.
For the concrete floor.
You know what I mean? And I'm assuming, when they say foundation, I mean the foundation of, if, like, if it's anything. Is this built on top of anything? Or it's just laid, it's flat, it's a slab? $91,000 is too much for foundation.
Yeah.
So these are three prices.
And I mean, like,
and
I want to
know.
And
the interior is $99,000 for the interior.
But what I'm saying is, where did this go grossly wrong with our insurance company? They've been insuring us for how long?
I think when we started asking questions about renting it, they realized that we fixed it.
But they never came here.
I know.
Okay, that's on them because that's their job to come and appraise the building for free. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So now that we're bound and we're insured, we're going to start shopping around. I mean, we should get a thing and then go back to our original insurer and say, listen, this is what we're offering. Do you want to match it?
And I want a refund.
Well, that would come.
Okay. Well,
how many square feet is the building?
2,400.
2,400. All right.
Roughly.
Everybody good with that?
Yeah.
I mean, we don't need to vote. Are we good?
Yeah. Yes? Oh, yeah. We all agree. Okay. No, that's way too much. I mean, like, that's, like, freaking, you know, like, crazy.
Yeah, that's good.
Now, is this insurance just for this building or for all properties?
Just this building. No, but, I mean, that's not what it cost. The cost is, like, what? Rainey, do you know what the cost is?
No.
I think it's, like...
No, I don't.
It's... I'm not going to say because I don't know exactly. But it's not outrageous.
Okay, here's a question. Because if we did on what the tax evaluation is, that's what we should be evaluated on our insurance. And our tax evaluation certainly doesn't have this property, you know, being done at that dollar amount at all. Yeah. And again, I mean, yes, there is an offset because of improvements and whatnot, but it should be based on what we're taxed on.
Sure.
And I have no idea what our tax rate is on this building.
She said last year's original coverage was a replacement cost of $200,000. Now it's $613,000.
Director, I don't know. Yeah. Mind.
It increased by $5,700. Yeah, so any...
By putting a roof on?
No, the premium increased.
No, but what I'm saying is, what they're saying is the value of the property increased, not the premium. They told us that our yes. building was worth $200,000 and went to $600,000, which means...
It's $600,000, sell it!
That's
yeah.
what I said.
Yeah,
as soon as I saw that, I'm like, this piece of shit's worth $600,000, let's sell.
Yeah, and you know what? When you look at that original value of it, they valued on the tax rate because that's a little bit higher than the tax rate. Okay. And then all of a sudden, now they're judging it as a lakefront property. I mean, come on.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what they're basing it on.
Okay.
Good.
Okay.
So step one is Damon's going to have it appraised.
Yeah.
And then,
now we have some ammunition.
I always question when they put that terrorism thing into the policies too. I forget what the reasoning is because they tried doing that with the community garden one. And
well, that's because we're right next to Damon picking it in the arsenal.
Yeah. All right. So report of standing committee chairman. Rainey wanted to discuss the boats.
I just wanted to give everybody an update on the boats. We have all the slips are taken at Sand Harbor, and we have two open slips at Pebble Beach. We also have an issue with Peter Lander again. We sent back his check and his application this year. I spoke to Doug about it. There's a date that everything is due, and what he did was sent in the application that Kathy did, the new application, 2026, that Tony just put on the website. But he said it was in by, I think, when was it due? February 1st? And, which means he falsified it. He also just put it in the mailbox with a stamp. So it never went through the post office. So everything he did about it was not right. He put it in late. I asked him for a late fee. He's not giving us a late fee. I told Kathy to send everything back to him.
Okay, when you say he put it in a mailbox, what mailbox did he put it in? His own?
Kathy's.
He drove it here personally.
All right, so he drove it to Kathy's, which I'm perfectly fine with him put it in her mailbox. So
oh, yeah, no, that's not
he was
the
avoiding
issue.
A postage stamp.
That's fine.
But it never went through the
postage stamp. He was late.
But how late was he? Was he a day late, 5 days late? I mean, that's very important.
I know.
Look, I'm not going to nitpick the guy.
No, I get it. No, but he was late. Like, really. Right? Couple weeks, Rainey?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was late. And he sent in the application to say, basically lying about the date of the application. Because the application he sent in couldn't have been done when he signed it because it didn't exist because Tony The day that Tony put it on, the day after is when the money and the application came in.
All right, this is just my thought. If he had the check, I'm like, look, if he paid the actual dues, I'm not going to be nitpicky on it. He did bring it to her and drive it to her. And it's the thing is, if he's within 30 days, I don't have a problem with it.
I don't either.
But if you're talking 90 days, 120 days, then I will agree. But this is a person who will nitpick us and totally destroy us. So unless I know exactly how many days late it is, I can't comment.
Okay, but what about this? What about all the others that have paid on time, okay, and the waiting list? We have people that have that size boats that want a slip.
Well, let's put it.
They could have had that slip.
Okay, but my question is, if you can't tell me exactly how many days he's late, I cannot have an intelligent conversation.
Well, I really can't do that worth because I'm not in Florida.
Yeah, that's it. But I need to know. Is it my point
and then
being
attorney
is,
fees? And
but my point being is, Renee, I appreciate what you're saying, but Kathy should have, the day she pulled it out of the mailbox, should have contacted the board immediately and said, this is the date I got this. I have no idea, because I'm not looking at his check. I have no idea the date the check was written out for. So you're asking me to have, to vote on something or have an opinion on when Kathy, who's the one who pulled it out of her mailbox, did not notify the board.
She did.
Immediately.
She notified me and I spoke with Doug about it.
Okay. Then
and
what date
Doug
was that?
An agreement. Well, I'm not in Florida. I can't give you a date. I'm doing it from somebody's house. Right
I have
now.
A question. I know May 1st is when the late fees kick in for the dues. Does the same apply for the boats?
No. The boats are earlier because we have to give out the slip.
Okay, what's the date for the boats?
I don't have anything here. I can't answer any of this.
For what? What on the boats?
When does the late fee start on the boats?
Oh shit! So they're due February 1st.
But when does the late fee kick in?
Kathy does that.
Okay. Well, can we look in our bylaws? Because our bylaws have when late fees start, which is normally 30 days after, which we do.
I think what we should do is just let it go this year because it's just going to be, everybody's going to be aggravated. Next year, when he gets his whatever sent out to him, send him a personalized letter that says, no exceptions, has to be in our hands February 1st. Or else it'll go to the next, your slip will go to the next person on the list.
And the fact of Rini, the whole board should have been aware of this situation the minute you were aware of it.
Well, she made me aware.
Okay, then Doug, the whole board should have been aware. But I'm just saying, how can I have an intelligent conversation when
I understand what you're saying, but he blatantly broke the rules. He's a fucking scumbag. He does it every
year.
Yeah, he
does it every year.
I'm
That's
ready to go. I'll go to war again.
Okay.
And if he was more than...
That's what we have to decide. Yeah. Do we just suck it up and let him shit all over us? Or do we spend the money and get rid of him?
I don't think it's worth it. We need to spend money on the docks.
I know.
I don't want to spend another $5,000 on the lawyer.
If he was more than 30 days late, it should have been brought up that we have a meeting every month, so it should have been brought up at the first meeting it was late at. And also, if he was 30 days late, it should have just immediately gone to the next person on the waiting list. And then as soon as his check was received, after it already went to the next person on the waiting list, we could have told him, sorry, you're late, it's already gone to the next, you know, we waited X amount of days and went to the next person.
No, I agree with that, and I think that we should implement that in the future.
Right.
But we haven't done that up to now. Can you remember that?
Well, it's recorded.
So oh, that's right.
Okay. Be on the meeting. Okay. I'm a minute.
Yes.
And I think that should go not only to him, I think it should go out to all the people.
Well, that's what we're
saying. Yeah.
I think that's basically what Randy's trying to say.
Yeah.
Is everybody is complying except for him.
Right. No,
so
I get
it. Are we going to allow him to do it?
Yeah.
Or are we going to go fight him? But then, like Dave's saying, if we're going to fight him, we're spending $5,000.
Yeah.
I don't think.
Well, we don't have to, because I'm telling you right now, I can cost him so much money with his lawyer, because the problem is we jump right ahead and get our lawyer involved. Our lawyer does not have to be involved until there's a court date. And when you go and contact somebody's lawyer, mm-hmm. it costs him money, yep. not us.
Okay.
So again,
so that's the other thing in our favor.
He will not pay for the lawyer.
The lawyer already told him he's going to lose.
But in the past, this board has jumped right immediately and gotten our lawyer involved. Here's the bottom line. Until somebody has a court date, our lawyer never has to involve. We can do the correspondence ourselves, mm-hmm. and every time we communicate to his lawyer, it costs him money, not us, him. And this has been my argument all along. We always jump on, let's get our lawyer involved. We don't have to, because until it goes to court, our lawyer doesn't have to be involved in anything. We can do all the paperwork ourselves. So it comes down to, you want to annoy the fuck out of him? Let me tell you, I can cost him $10,000 in legal fees that has nothing to do with us.
Let's do it.
Or our lawyer.
And if he costs us money, send him a bill whether or not he's going to pay it and tack it onto his charge for next year for the boat. That you have outstanding balance on late fees.
Or we do it to everybody in Lines Avenue and explain to them why.
Unless you pay your late fees, you're not considered in good standing and you don't get a slip. You're not even eligible for a slip at that point if you're not in good standing. And if he has late fees, he's not in good standing.
That's for next year?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's not a bad idea.
No, I agree. That's very good, Tony.
Yeah, because Kathy has record of when she got it, right? The date.
Yeah,
I probably have it at home. I'm just not.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea.
So send him an invoice for his late fee. It doesn't matter if he pays it or not. If he doesn't pay it, then it gets tacked on to his bill next year. And if he doesn't pay it next year, he doesn't get a slip because he has an outstanding.
That's like
we don't even send him an application.
Right.
So we're going to let it go this year.
Mm-hmm. Right.
No, we're charging a late fee.
Yeah, we're going to send
the
late fee.
Okay, we're sending the late fee, but we're letting him put his boat in?
Yeah.
We're sending the late fee as soon as we know, right? We have documents.
We already did send him the late fee, right? Rini, did we send him the late fee?
I sent him, I just found an email. Just give me one second.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, I found this. It says, I have received your boating information from Kathy, and this was dated February 12th. I received your boating information from Kathy. Unfortunately, there are several things that were not included. We cannot rush the application until these issues are cleared up. We are missing the signed boat information letter, which is required of all boat owners.
Which he always refuses to sign.
And he did send that in. Also, since your boating information was received after February 1st, as per WSPOA boating application, a $150 fine will be imposed. Please note that your application will not be processed until the signed boat information letter has been received, as well as your late payment. Also note that after February 15th, your application and check will be returned to you. And we did not get it by the 15th, and we sent it all back to him.
Okay, then we gave him notification to say you have X amount of days to complete these infractions, and he refused.
That's right.
Okay.
So then, let me see.
How many foot boat does it have? Bigger slip or?
It's your slip.
Okay.
You're next. You're next in line. So you want to go to war?
I'll come to leave you.
All right. I guess my opinion changed. If he was notified that he had to pay the late fee.
That was the most important thing, Rini. Thank you very much, because in the dark. So you telling us that you...
I know. And I don't have anything here because all my written notes are at home.
That's fine.
And I found this here.
Yeah, but that's perfect because that gives us a totally different perspective.
You see, and then I apologize because I thought Lines Avenue was good, which they were. I didn't take into consideration Kings Avenue.
I don't, but he, in the, historically, has he paid on time?
No.
Yes.
Oh, has he paid on time? Before we got in the fight?
Before we got in the fight.
Yeah, before we had the arguments about all this stuff and he started pulling his little shenanigans, he did pay on time.
Oh.
His information was given to us on time.
So
and then, what, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, he started this nonsense. Well, and then from then, now today, you know, when he didn't pay on time, and I have, I don't know if you'll be able to read it, but...
Okay, well, this is great because I've now gotten the amendment in the bylaws. And it says, all association dues and boat fees must be paid in full prior to February 1st by the boat applicant. And dock spaces will be allocated on the first pay, first served basis. There's our legal loophole. He didn't pay it on time, which means if he didn't, he does not get that boat slip, or we can deem to give him a different boat slip, because this is a great. All spaces will be allocated on first pay, first serve basis with seniority prevailing. Okay, that's fine. Sand Harbor available docks will be allocated on a 60-40 basis, which we know is fucking bullshit since that was a thing. Lions Avenue property and boat owners desiring dockage at Sand Harbor will be required to pay to the association by February 1st of the application year an amount no less than what is paid by the associated members of Sand Harbor dockage space. So it's perfectly clear before February 1st, not on. So even though that he did February 12th, he was already late, which means, now let's see where it says on the late fees. In event of lack of boat dockage space waiting, no exchange or transfer of properties, I think, be removed.
That you said think this should be removed.
Okay, choice of dockage, we no longer. Okay, so basically, he's in violation and we have a lot. So the bottom line is, look, we don't have to get our lawyer involved. It's never going to make it to court. He's tried to sue us twice. He's lost. I can cost him a lot of money in, you know, ChatGPT fucking letters to his lawyer and make him crazy. So it is a choice now of, do we want to harass him or say to him, you know what, Peter, this is the last year. We've been very gracious to you. We've given you leeway, but this late fee will be applied next year with interest, a 5% monthly interest until you pay it. And if you don't, you're not even eligible for a boat space next year.
An application.
Yeah, you will no longer,
We tell Kathy, don't even send him an application.
Right. It's basically, I mean, I think,
that sounds good.
I think to be fair, so that we don't get in an argument, that we write up a letter, and I'll be happy to do it, or Jen, because Jen's really a great letter writer, to say, Peter, we're going to process it, but we're not letting go of the $125 fee. If you do not pay it, we're putting a 5% charge on it monthly. And if by January 1st, 2027, you do not pay, you've lost your boat slip. Notarize it, send it to him, be done with it. And in this way, and we send the letter notarized to his home address so that he has to sign for the letter so that we know he got it. And we state, you're not going to have a boat slip next year if you don't pay. That's it.
So you're not charging him the late fee? Well, actually, we sent everything back. We have no money from him this year.
So
we sent the check and the application.
Oh,
and the application was dated January 20th.
Okay, so he's clearly late. So again, we can write him a letter and say, Peter, we were in a meeting, and us being kind, this is what we're going to offer you. You can pay the late fee now, or we'll let you have your boat slip. We'll be really cool about it. But there's going to be a 5% monthly charge until you pay that $125. If you do not, by January 1st, 2027, you renege on your boat slip forever. You will never have a boat slip in our community forever.
I mean, that's notification.
Yeah, it's notification. Have it certified and a certified letter to them. This shows us to a court of law that we've done everything in our power to be gracious and kind. Right. It's just a suggestion.
When does he put the boat in?
When
he can't put the boat in until this is settled.
He puts it in anyway.
Yeah, last year he put it in. Yeah.
So he put it in anyway. We went to the police trying to charge him trespassing. They said that it was a civil matter. And so the lawyers got involved, but his lawyer basically said,
you have
no case.
No case.
And so he backed out. Yeah.
I mean, we have a two choice. Take the boat slip away from him this year, which I'm perfectly fine with, or... But I'm to the point of this is 4 years.
Rini, what do you think?
I don't agree with it. I think that if he wants to, if we want to be kind, we tell him he pays late fee now, or that's it. I mean, we've given him, I would say yes to what Gene's saying, but my issue was he forged the wrong date on purpose so he didn't have to pay the late fee, and he got caught with it.
Oh.
And he still won't admit it.
Have him pay
he put the date in before. His application didn't come in, I think, what did I say? Kathy's letter was the 12th or 14th of February. So he dated it a week before it was supposed to be due. So we would think that he sent it in on time. And then when I said you need the late fee, he wasn't going for it. And he will put that boat in.
Yes, he will. I agree with you.
Oh, 100%.
So besides common sense, there's no way to prove he didn't really mail it when he dated it, right?
Because he put it in her mailbox.
Mail anything.
Oh, he did.
He hand-delivered it.
It was a postmark.
And he waited till then to do it, and then, okay.
But then what he didn't know was that we, in the meantime, when he was getting the form filled out, we had 2025's forms on the website.
Mm.
Tony changed them at a certain date, and he's saying that he turned that in prior to that date. It's impossible. Mm. It would have been 2025, not 2026.
If he sent it in.
So he thinks he's
clearly violating and just trying to. So, okay, you think. So basically, the decision is whether we charge him now or say we're done with it, or we give him another chance.
Well, that's another chance. I'm saying we're charging 125. He has until.
I get, but I mean, like as far as Greeny saying, cut him off now.
I'm pro for both.
So that's what I mean. So that's what we're basically deciding on right now.
Let me tell you right now: if there's a vote, whoever the majority is, I'm voting with them. I swear to God. I mean, like,
but those are two choices.
Yeah, there are two choices. Okay. Take it away from him now. If he does not, we give him a date to say, if you do not pay this,
say that in a motion.
Okay, I motion. Please. I'm sorry. I'm new at this.
No, that's okay.
What, are you going to give both options?
Yes, but I'm going to do one at a time. I'm going to go with the first option. We take the slip away from him.
Okay, I get what you're doing.
Okay, the first motion is we take the slip away from him for the violation of not only this year, but repeatedly being a violator of the board's rules. That is my first motion, and it's 1 year. 1 year.
What do you mean?
In other words, in our bylaws, it states that if you violate the laws, you are removed for the 1 year, which means he has an opportunity, not the same boat slip.
Oh, we would remove him this just like we did with Kamal.
Exactly. In other words, but he goes on a waiting list. He goes on a waiting list. He doesn't get the same slip, and he's not first, and there is no seniority. Seniority is removed. He goes on a waiting list to get a boat slot.
Before you finish your motion, I have a question. If his boat winds up in the slip again, what will it take to get it out?
A court order.
It can get towed?
No.
So
we can tow it.
We can tow it.
But nobody would tow it.
I'll tell you right now, I'll get a boat, I'll tow it. He's got a boat.
What do you mean? You have to have the authorization from the police.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. If they didn't give me the authorization.
The police, when we were working all this out last year with the police, and I don't remember, did he pay or what happened?
No, he paid.
Yeah, so he paid, and then we were done. But, and I even, well, I talked to Dan when we were in the police station.
Oh, yeah.
And I said, listen, we're going to have the same situation again this year. And he's like, there's nothing we can do from a legal standpoint. It's a civil issue.
It's basically squatting.
I mean, a criminal. It's not
It's squatting. It's squatting.
Yeah. So, if we do all this and he puts his boat in the water again, it's going to cost us court costs to get him to take it out, correct? Like, we're going to have to go to court and say, you know, he's illegally keeping his boat there.
So, rephrase that again. In what situation?
Let's just say we send him this letter saying you need to pay the late fee, blah, blah, blah. He still doesn't pay, and he does what he did last year. He puts the boat in his slip.
Then that's when we get, that's how the lawyers get involved.
The lawyers get involved, right.
But couldn't we file a motion and do it ourselves to have it removed? What do we...
Because he's like illegally parked there, right?
He was illegally parked there, but I forget why we couldn't do it.
We couldn't get a boat company to.
Yeah,
what
Johnny
it is not. It isn't just
Johnny's
towing. It isn't.
Right. Let her finish because I know what she's going
to
say.
It isn't right. That they aren't willing to tow it. We have to remove the boat from the water.
Yeah, where are you going to store it?
Oh.
So, but we now mean, which means. We will then be liable for any damage of the boat when it's pulled out of the water onto a trailer into even if we put it in our parking lot and put it into blocks. We are now legally responsible for the boat, and that's where the problem was. It wasn't towing the boat. They're like, well, where do you want us to tow it to?
Let me ask you this. What if I can get my boat unwrapped in a few days and put it in that freaking slot? Whether I get it or not, I don't give a shit. Now he can't get it.
Okay, that's another option, and I'm totally open to the discussion.
He can't take us to court because we're bad.
You're gonna have to deal with it.
Why do you guys want to do all this? You're going into I don't get it.
Okay, let's go back.
I know you're good, and you'll be able to take care of it.
Get away with it. What would you do?
Somebody took your car. What would you do? Somebody took your car.
Not your car. Your parking spot. Your parking spot.
I know, but we're physically going to take his boat.
No. That's not what we're saying. No. Listen.
I thought you were like, what's the
boat?
We're talking about just moving it if he can.
He's going to put his boat there first, so when he shows up, it's going to be him, his boat there.
Because there's not another slip that's going to come.
Well, Leander could untie his boat, let it drift out to sea.
Whoa, that's
great. And then park his boat.
Well, that's
a whole thing.
But, because he's trying to be slick. I mean, so if we wanted to be slicker,
parking his boat without paying.
His boat is there. He has
predated.
And we like it.
Is there another spot there that his boat would fit into?
No. And he's lines at him. He's only eligible to go to San Juan.
Oh, that doesn't stop anyone.
So we would have to basically rule and be like, okay, you're late, pay the fee, and he says no, and then we have to take the steps for us to say, okay, you lost your spot.
No, we can just immediately say.
We can take it right now.
We can say 48 hours, if you do not pay us, your slip has been given to another member. And you need to understand, in our bylaws, even with the 40-60, it states that Wildwood Shores property owners have first right to any boat slip over Lines Avenue. You need to really read the bylaws.
Right. But
so already, has he already said he's not paying?
He paid. We said that it was late. We told him that he owes a late fee, and we sent all the stuff back.
And he hasn't responded.
No.
When did we send the stuff back?
January? February? The end of February?
Let me see.
Middle of February?
Well, when we sent it back?
Yeah.
Do we have to notify him before we take the slip and give it to someone else?
No.
No?
Tony, you have something to say. Send his money back, so technically he doesn't have
Tony has something to say.
The bottom line here is that he's going to ignore whatever we do.
Right.
And he's going to put his boat in that spot, whether or not he pays.
Mm-hmm.
So the bottom line is it's going to come back to us to take action on him.
All right, here's
the list of what the bottom line is.
Tony's not finished.
Right. Are you done?
No.
I think so.
Okay.
Because I was trying to get to that. That's exactly what I was trying to address. Right? Because what he said, this guy's trying to be slick in order for us to be slicker. That's my point. Do we have to notify him?
No.
Oh.
We don't. Okay.
And then he shows up in the boat stack.
Here's the thing. Right now, if we allow Paulin to unwrap his and put his there first, are we violating anything?
No.
No.
Besides beating him to the punch.
No, yeah. He didn't get payment by February 1st.
There you go. Pay. Right now, if we want to avoid all the things we've been avoiding with this guy, because it seems like he's been running us in circles too long, and I don't know how long this has been before I've been on the board.
However, it's been ever since I've been on the board.
Okay, so now we have to do it a different way. Mm-hmm. That way.
So it's up to Paul if Paul wants to have that fight with Leander.
I was just starting to get ready.
Now, is that good? Now, when you say fight, I mean, is the guy going to approach Paul?
100%.
Yeah, like.
But he can't. Because Paul can say, you need to talk to the board.
That's right. It.
That's it.
It's not Paul's. This is not Paul's fight. Yeah. It's our fight.
Yeah.
The thing is, if you feel like dealing with that kind of drama.
That's what I was telling
you. Oh, yeah.
Come on, man. You know what So
Paul
I need
has
to
very
hear.
Thick skin.
I'm calling him. Johnny's, man, I just want to see how quickly you that thing on, yeah.
Oh, they're not dirty, one of them?
I can have, I think, in a few days.
640.
So, what
if
I think.
I had a boat, yeah, I'd be off.
What I think Tony is saying is, do we want to fight him this year or next year?
Okay, well, then that's a different question.
Right? That is the question.
I'm all for Paul putting his boat in if he can get it in within a couple days. If he's willing to do that. I mean, he's going to have a headache with this guy if he does that.
That's what I was trying to tell.
Right.
So every time you go down there, he's going to have Camo, fucking Leander, all, you know, it's going to be over.
But that's not Paul's fault.
That's not his fault.
Right.
But he's going to have to deal with it.
Right.
So we're letting him know, you know, it's not going to be hunky-dory when you push a boat down there.
Right. And then if he goes out on his boat, who knows what he's going to do while his boat is
I don't think they will, but, you know, you never know.
Okay.
I don't think Camo would try to pull anything at this time.
No, I think they're afraid.
You know, they're so nervous that they can't deliver their check and application package.
And they're 100% compliant, which they've never been.
Exactly.
Right. Okay, so I'm
going to... Since we sent his check back because he was late... It's an open slip, so we should technically treat it as an open slip. We don't even have to send him a notice that, the slip you were late for has been given to somebody else. We're anticipating he's going to put his boat in anyway.
Oh, he will. There's no doubt.
Right, we know that, but I mean, when does he usually put it in?
He put it in early last year when he wasn't supposed to, because...
It might be on email somewhere.
Right. So it all comes down to, can Paul get his in ahead of that? And does Paul want to have that headed?
Hell yeah.
Okay. Then I would say let's do that.
If
Paul's willing to get his boat in ASAP.
Now we can sell it.
Okay, so let's start with this. We're still gonna do a vote on the two options. Option number one. Do we want to take Paul's offer to put his vote in and just say you're
Well, it's not his offer. It's not his offer. Leander's losing his slip. We're putting it to the next person on the waiting list.
Yes.
Okay.
There you go.
That's what I'm going to put on. How many people vote?
I don't think there's even something that has to be voted on. We already sent back his... He was late on his payment. It got sent back, and we're going to the next person on the list.
Yeah.
Everything else we've been talking about is hypothetical.
I'm perfectly fine.
Yeah.
Okay.
Rainey?
Yeah, no, I agree with that. He didn't. We sent the money back.
He's right. We don't need to make a motion. We don't need to vote a standard operation procedure.
Okay, then I'm going to make another just a suggestion. We need to get these fucking bylaws done.
Yes.
Right, but that's a separate issue.
I know. No, it's not, because right now we have bylaws that say 40-60.
Right.
Which... If he doesn't have a boat that fits in one of the 40% slips that we have available, oh well. But I just want to say...
Right, but it already went to the next person on the list.
Okay.
He was late. I mean, that's not...
Okay, I'm 100%... Look, like I said, I'm 100% agreeing. I just am saying that when the shit hits the fan, I do not, and I will fight tooth and nail not to get our lawyer involved. I am not spending another dime.
No, I agree.
Okay, just so you know, I mean, like, and I trust me, I've learned a lot.
Yeah, and then as far if I was you, I would play it. I have no idea what you're talking about. Yes. All I know is they told me to put my boat here.
I would go put your boat
up. You know what? I have no idea what you're talking about. A boat slip came available. Yeah.
And here's my boat.
And here's my boat.
I got a call. This is a slip Lori's? Available. And you're up.
You want it?
Yep.
Okay. Name is Lynn. Yours or Lori's?
Boat.
Oh, okay. Boat. No, because I was just...
Oh, wait. I'll say Lori. Are you kidding? Good.
Like, it's my boat slip now, punk.
Well, no, I agree. I mean, like, look, we've got somebody that's going to pay and be an upstanding member.
Right.
But also in our bylaws, the whole thing is, just because you have a bigger boat is not the point. It says 60-40.
Right.
And it also says in our bylaws, after all Wildwood Shores have been satisfied, they come second, not first. Ooh, right. They're second well, class.
That's a big...
That's it. Well, that's coming out, but it's still in our bylaws. It says Wildwood Shores
first.
In good standing comes first. Look, we've been bullied by them.
Right.
Yeah, this guy's been playing a whole lot of games. I keep hearing his name every year.
I'm like this. I don't wish death, but I'm like, how old is he? Can he be like 90? He needs to go away. I know. I'm just saying. Look, you know, I don't wish ill on anybody, but I'm like, when you're the lion and you've got a thorn in your paw,
she's
you
on
want
my
to just kill
right now.
Huh?
I've been praying for my neighbor to die for years.
I'm kind. I don't wish any ill on anybody.
Okay. Done. So what are we doing? We're not doing anything. Paul's putting his boat in and we're done.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Game on.
He did all the paperwork already.
And I'll come with you.
Okay.
When you put in.
And you got to send in whatever paperwork you need for us.
Well, first off, he's not going to get a key. He doesn't have a boat. He doesn't get a key. So even if he steps one foot on our property, he's trespassing. So if anything happens and he gets in there, we can then now call the police and say we have a trespasser on our property that's touching somebody else's property. So that's a huge thing. He has no beach rights. Zero zip. Bye bye. And last if Camo's give him a key, what?
Last time I was at Sand Harbor, I think last year, multiple times going down there, the gate does not lock.
I know.
I've yanked it.
You can jimmy that without even thinking.
No. If he does,
I was waiting.
Step onto the property.
They don't lock it anyway. So I was waiting until he changed the locks rather than have to pay
twice.
I'm wondering whether we should put a different style lock on there.
100%.
But Mike, here's a thought to me that's going in, and I know we've talked about cameras, but it's we can't talk anymore. We need cameras. We need cameras in here if we're going to rent this. So we can put cameras in here.
Inside?
Yeah, because what if somebody claims rape or what if somebody claims anything? The thing
even
is.
With kids and stuff?
Yeah, we have the right to have cameras
in. Tell them you're under video surveillance.
Right. Yes.
But can we do that under new business?
Yes, you're right. You're right. I apologize, Tony. I got ahead of myself, but because I.
Are we done with boats?
Yes.
Other than new business on the boats.
Report of special committee chairman. We don't have any, right?
Well, yes, you have me with the bylaws committee.
I didn't know there was bylaws.
I am Doug and I are on the bylaws.
Why are you sitting there?
I have repeatedly sent the bylaws to everybody with suggestions, and for 2.5 years now, we have been like, we need to get these changed.
I agree. And did you see all my little notes?
Yes,
I sent
wait.
Back?
Did you see all that I printed out?
No.
Could we just have a bylaws meeting?
I think you're right. That's a good suggestion, Rena.
And can we have
only because
on a weekend during the day?
Yes, because this is going to take some time.
Yeah.
I got to fully look at it.
Right.
I agree with all of Gene's changes. The first time you said that, I looked over it and I had just a few spell
but Jen
checks.
But Jen has put in some good suggestions.
Wording,
so
right.
I looked at
Jen's also.
Yeah.
I agree with both of those. Like I said at the beginning of the meeting, I looked over both. I agree with both of those.
My head hurt on doing the math for the voting, too. I don't understand this at all. So, yeah, we could definitely have a meeting on the weekend.
But I thought the changes were very good. So I think they were necessary, and I agree with all of those so far.
We have to get this done.
Otherwise, I'll never do it. So let's make a date.
Edit. Whip out your phones.
I mean, and this isn't mandatory. It was originally just the four of us.
Right, if you want
to. If anybody wants to come, you can come.
What is it?
It's for the bylaws.
The bylaws. They need, the last time they were updated.
We're going to do a separate
thing is right
just
now, for the bylaws. Let's say if we all look it over and agree, yeah. Right? If we all look it over right now, the changes that Jen and Gene made, and we all agree.
No, there's changes I need to still discuss.
Other things that you're not done with. Okay. Cool.
I still feel that a meeting is good, and then once we've made the decision, it has to be retyped up,
right?
And it has to be brought to the members' meeting.
Right, that was the next thing.
We have to have it done before the members' meeting.
If we all agree, retype it, bring it to the next meeting.
But Gene, they can't vote at the members' meeting to get this change. You have to give them 3 weeks' notice.
Yes, so but at least we can distribute.
Get it in their head.
We can distribute the new bylaws to each person that came here, and we can also email it to all members and say, these are the changes we're making. This is the new bylaws. Mm-hmm. You have a right to vote on.
And here's the voting date.
And that's it.
And the voting date's the annual meeting.
That would be in, what's that, August?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I think that's awesome. So what
and then we could also figure out ballot boxes too, because we can do that. It's in the bylaws. So, all
right. I was reading that section. It's funny too, because so the president appoints somebody, a member to, no, this is how they do it though. They appoint a member to, the secretary has the votes in a box, and then they appoint two members, Democrat, Republican, to oversee the votes.
Okay, what date do you want to go? Because I will definitely carve out time in my schedule, because this needs to be done. Because this will shut down everybody on Lyme's fucking avenue.
Yeah, I want them as if they didn't never exist.
Exactly.
Okay, so this, forget this weekend.
Right, it's Easter, yeah.
So
the 11th, I have.
The 11th or the 12th?
I can't.
Are you good with this?
So
I know you're not thrilled with the weekend.
I
think if we all make our notes, it can go fast.
Yeah, it can.
Because I'm with you. I agree with pretty much everything that they're saying.
I do.
But
I thought we were done. If you're not done and we still got some other things to change, we can discuss it. I'm just listening for the date. I'm pretty old.
The 11th I could do at 1 o'clock.
I can too.
Me too.
You mean 11th of this month?
Yes, this month.
Next Saturday.
Yeah. Where? Here?
Yeah.
Oh, wait. I thought you said the 11th or 12th. Like Saturdays at work all day.
That's right. The 12th I can't.
Paul doesn't need to be there if he doesn't want to or he can't make it.
I'll bring that microphone.
Okay. It's boring as fuck.
It really is.
But again, you can go over and make suggestions.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you have it. You have the email.
I'll read it over, and if there's something that you want to change it.
Yeah.
Anytime you get out of
work. I started actually kind of looking at it.
What time are you talking?
Because
we're talking
March
next Saturday.
It is March Madness.
Oh, for God's sakes, it's April. Geez. March is done.
At 1 o'clock.
But March Madness is so.
So bring a computer.
That'll be my way.
If it's a game on, yeah, okay. So. Disclaimer.
I'm good the 11th, I'm good the 12th, I'm good the 18th.
The 12th I have a benefit, the 18th, I'm good too, unless it rains on the 11th.
Yeah, the 19th I'm out, but I have the 11th, 12th, 18th, and the 26th. The 19th and the 25th I'm booked. I think we can button this up in like an hour and a half.
Mm-hmm.
I thought you agreed on the 11th. What was wrong with the 11th?
No, I'm good with the 11th. We're throwing out
things. Paul had a word. He's good now.
Okay, 1 o'clock on the 11th?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not mandatory. And then once we nail it down, you know, I'll type it up, send it out to everybody.
Thank God, she's so good that way.
Oh, there I am. All right, so that was updating bylaws.
Okay.
We skipped over correspondence. Did we have any?
That would be Doug.
Yeah, we had a couple of correspondence. Well, everybody knows. So I had a noise complaint, or that was on Facebook. Yes. But I showed me that. The woman over here, what's her name?
Nancy Byrne.
Nancy Byrne. The most of it was about the fireworks.
Yeah.
But, and that's not us.
Right.
You know? Because I talked to Carol.
And she was okay?
I told her. I said, listen, the fireworks, that's a criminal act.
Right. Yeah, call the cops. Yeah.
We've got nothing to do with it. Mm-hmm. The noise, I understand completely.
Mm-hmm. Oh, she did complain about the noise?
Tone it down. So that was it.
This is really good with you living right here.
And then we got a, I got a call
to turn it down.
Yeah, I did. And they did.
Thank you. And then the, about somebody complained about their dog with the fireworks. That was a colorful one.
I would just suggest on whatever rental.
So in any event, that was that. I'm sorry about that.
Whatever rental agreement we put together for here to stipulate no fireworks.
I guess we could put
I was even thinking put it in the contract that you forfeit your deposit if you set off fireworks.
Yeah, because that could set somebody's house on fire.
Yeah,
it's a fire hazard. Yeah, and
well,
like,
not only that, I want it in the rules for when we hand out the keys and stuff. I'll get to that in a little bit.
Okay.
Because we've had damage from fireworks on our kayak covers, and I think people have had damage in their boats, too.
Right.
So, yeah, no fireworks.
Oh, I'd have got shooting them at my dock, and I'm like, bro, there's a 5-gallon gas can underneath that stair wall that we're shooting these fireworks at. You know.
But that could be something that we put in our bylaws. No fireworks on any community beaches.
But I don't even see why we have them. It's a law.
But you know what?
Yeah, everybody doesn't know that.
Yeah, but here's the whole thing, though. In the town of Hopatcon, you can have short-term rentals, but not here.
Oh, no, that
and you know what? Just putting it in the bylaws is just protects us.
Fireworks. Yeah. No aerial fireworks or just
but
no
back
fireworks?
To the noise, was it after 10 o'clock or before 10 o'clock?
I'm getting mixed messages.
Okay.
I think it was pretty close to 10 o'clock because I was just going to bed and I'm usually out like a light. I'm not up past 11.
The fireworks were after 10 and then the Facebook post was after 10 about the noise too.
But you know what? I have to say, even with the fireworks, it was less than 2.5 to 3
minutes.
We only
heard one.
I heard like 4. But that's near here.
But they stopped the beat.
Oh, he did it quick.
No fireworks at the
So it was like boom, boom,
no,
boom,
no.
boom, boom.
So in clear water he set some off, but then the neighbor came out right away and yelled, and then they stopped.
Yeah, well, that was good. They were respectful.
Because
what happened was I got the text, and then as soon as I got the text, it stopped.
So I'll put no fireworks on the website.
Yeah.
And
whatsoever. No fireworks allowed whatsoever.
Do we have a time limit for the party? Like, what time they have to end?
We need to.
Yeah.
It should be 4 hours.
They said, 4 hours.
Yeah, but, like, what time it has to end?
I don't think any party should go
past 11. No, we're saying that. Like, it should be 4 hours. So if they rent it at 6, they have to leave at 10.
So 10 should be the latest.
Okay.
And then what other places do is they charge them by the hour. So, like, the one Shore Hills. If you want to keep it open, if you pay them $85, you can stay another hour. Per hour.
I thought I saw like $65 somewhere.
And I would say that's where they make their money.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, because again, even if you're paying, because even if you're partying, a DJ is the same thing. A DJ wants to be out by 10.
No, they leave. They leave it.
Yeah. So, I mean, if they want to stay another hour just to like, kind of wind down and whatnot, I'm open with that. But I would say any DJs, done at 10. No loud music after 10.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, that's true.
But you know what? That's a whole other meeting in itself.
Thumping music. I mean, this is concrete.
Dave?
I don't get it.
I was about to ask, what do you think?
Yeah, he likes loud music.
Oh, hell yeah. Of course you got to be thumping. Our music isn't thumping.
No, Sam, mine is. But being that you live there and they're going to be partying here,
listen,
you have to deal with it.
So it's a mentality thing, right? Mm-hmm. It's of what you think. So I had a lot of parties here from my 30s to 40s, right? As much of a pain in the ass as they were, they never, ever called the cops on me.
Huh.
I'm sorry. Mr. Adams never called the cops on me, ever, because she wasn't there yet. Never, ever. Now, I look at it this way. When I hear music, I don't complain because I said I did it.
Right.
I did it. So I don't complain. I don't call the cops.
Doesn't disturb
and it's not a big deal for me. For others, it may be.
Right.
The fireworks, I understand because supposedly he had PTSD. Right. You know what I mean?
Oh.
But it can also, it's a fire hazard.
And
fire hazard, yeah. But I didn't.
Yeah. I understand. That I understand. But then
I put my daughter at 9 o'clock, 8:30, 9 o'clock, and we got fireworks going off. Yeah. I'm sitting there. I'm just like, motherfucker, my dog's fucking barking.
I did get a complaint from Mrs. Moore.
Was that the colorful one?
No.
So when it comes to music, I like loud music.
I don't mind either, but I just...
Don't get me wrong. I lived in between three bars.
But
if they're in here partying, it's not going to disturb
you. You learned
it. It doesn't disturb me, but...
She specifically mentioned the bass or the beat.
Yeah, it was the bass drum.
And then I gave her the...
The thump, thump, thump.
You know today's music.
Yeah.
It's an interesting conversation. It really is, because... So what if it's...
She was very pleasant.
What if it's loud guitar music?
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Is there a difference?
No.
There is a difference.
Well, there is.
If they accept it, if they say, well, I don't mind that, then you just don't like the music.
So, that's what it is.
Is it the music?
Exactly.
Or is it the volume?
Exactly.
Yes.
Because Carol came up to me once, because when you're pulling in to Wildwood Shores, on the right-hand side, the neighbors on the right-hand side, when you take a left... They had house music going. And Carol comes out and she was pissed. She goes, that doesn't bother you? I said, that's my music. What do you mean? She went up and she told him, now you're talking about the middle of the afternoon, which in my opinion, it was too loud. But again, I don't.
But you like it. It doesn't bother me.
She went up and she told him, lower it down. And they said, no, mind your business. Get out of here.
The bottom line is we just have to impress upon the renters to respect the neighbors.
Yes, right. definitely. And especially past 10. Yeah. Past 10, now legally you're saying, listen, if the cops come...
You have to deal with it, and you forfeit your deposit.
But everybody knows we're open.
Yeah. And I think, you know what? She did such a beautiful job, and I hope that she allows us to use the pictures so that Tony can put it on the website. Because let me tell you,
when she took pictures,
oh my god, it looked amazing in here. I mean, it made us look really good.
That's what I meant about fancy.
Though,
she's
were there. Those nails in above the door over there?
Yeah, they're painted, aren't they?
What?
They didn't hang it
because they.
Those have been there, Jen.
I couldn't read.
And she's the next day. They spent all day cleaning.
No, this is beautiful.
No, they cleaned before. They were
after,
great.
Yeah.
Other than
there's nothing.
The day else, you know, and for a short period. But
no, I'm very impressed. When I walked in, I was like, wow, this looks great. No, it's beautiful.
All right. Do you want to do the rental that day then too?
Yeah, why don't we do that? Because this gives everybody time to look at rental contracts, and we'll do both in one day.
Yep, because the rental is not going to be as hard as I thought it was going to be. Okay.
Yeah, I'm good. It's not this week. We're good.
Yeah.
We got final four.
Oh, you just stop with your damn basketball.
One day, we're good.
Other clubhouse projects.
Can you believe that kid's
in
Michigan 6'9"?
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry.
Somebody ring that president in.
Floor? We're getting the floor done, right?
Yes.
Okay. We've got to wait for it to be warmer. Was there any other projects? One of the things I suggested in my head was to like walk the property and maybe pick up like sticks and stuff like that.
Yeah, David also mentioned grabbing a chainsaw and getting up in there.
One of the...
We should actually...
A tree fell last week. like a 40-foot tree, and I cut it up. And
oh, wow.
Yeah. And then there's another one that I think I'm going to take care of because it's like this. The one that's right in the corner, it's like this, and it doesn't look healthy.
So are we done with everything else?
Oh, did we do a new business? Because I don't know if...
No, we're not there yet, almost.
Wait, old business, 43 Wildwood Shores, have you heard anything?
They were scheduled to close on the 31st. It's still showing on the website today is the 31st. However, Kathy did supply all the paperwork and all the past dues. So, and because it was the title company that contacted us, that usually means within 2 weeks it should close. So I'm keeping an eye out on that daily for a closing. Mm-hmm. And you said 15 Pebble closed
today.
Today. So 15 Pebble has closed.
Do they have a minivan or something?
I saw a black SUV. They have a boat.
Big boat.
Big boat.
big boat.
No, when Tony and I were passing by, there was a blue car in the parking lot. Yeah.
But that closed today. And I think Kim's is in attorney review on Bayview next to you. So that should be closing probably within 45 days to 50 days.
Why does it take that long?
Only because if you're not a cash buyer, they have to go through home inspection. They have to go through if they have a septic. If you have a well, and then your mortgage has to. It's just
the bank bullshit. Wants everything inspected.
Yeah,
work on everything.
Yeah, so it's you're still in negotiations until after the home inspection. But unless you're a cash buyer with no inspections. It's a minimal 45 days.
That's the only way you can waive it. The bank is going to want it. So you can waive it.
All right.
Sorry.
New business, homes on the market. We're kind of talking about that.
There's new ones?
Yeah.
Yeah, we have a lakefront down on the end of your block, which is Kathy Quarters at $1.4
million. Mm-hmm.
And
Susan's.
No, Byron Bay isn't that part of our association.
Oh, no, right around that corner with Dr. Ferguson. It's not?
No, that's not part of it. Yeah.
But that's what I wanted to talk about. I know we want to, now that we know what it costs and what it takes to get somebody on the board, I mean, on the association, since that house is so close to here, do we want to approach the realtor and say, listen, if whoever buys a house wants to become a member of Wildwood Shores, here's what it takes.
The house on Byron Bay.
On Byron Bay.
Is it touching our property? That's the, according to our bylaws, it has to touch our a part of their property.
Oh, the new guy.
No, the one that just went on the market.
Across
on Byron Bay.
When you go up and to make that first left, that first house.
Where the, before the stop sign.
Yeah, they just put the stop. They just put a...
So one that goes up for sale like every two, three, or 2 years.
That house has been...
On the right-hand side coming down Byron Bay. It's the last house
before this. So when you leave your house.
I spoke to him. I told you. I spoke to him. He was walking his dog. He wants to join the association. He's a contract.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know.
No. Wrong house.
This is just, this one just went up.
Oh, so this guy is, let's say that we're coming into Wildwood Shores from Byron Bay. Mm-hmm. It's the first house.
Right. This is the house that's like all the way on the end.
It's the last house.
Oh, yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Before you get to the stop.
Is the lawyer part of our association?
Yes. No. His house is not his business.
Okay. Because if his house was, but that's what I'm saying. But if his house was, that would then be touching our property. But if it's not, by our bylaws.
No, it's got to be touching Steve's.
It's touching state property, it said. And there's
actually. It would have to touch Steve's.
Where the hell?
And then that property on the corner is owned by the town. Oh, it touches Atkins, who is. No, it doesn't.
No.
And in our bylaws, it's very strict. You have to have it touching our property for us to invite it.
Okay, he's the board. He's like,
change our
mind.
Looking at real good.
But then how far do we want to go?
That's the question.
That's the question.
So how do we want
to? Because when that woman talked about the Sutton, that she lived on Sutton, oh, I can walk there. I happen to be coming that way. I'm like, all right, I know her address. Let me see. You have to cross over Hudson.
No.
She's the last house on Sutton. Like, I'm like,
we want to keep our exclusivity.
But I kind of get Byron Bay.
Is it that house that
attaches right into Sand Harbor and Wildwood Shores? I mean, that's that I can appreciate that coming down because when you know that, but that's it. It's Lines Avenue.
But how do you right? Because you're saying Wildwood Shores. That wouldn't be Wildwood Shores.
We can make it Wildwood Shores.
We're
going to
make it Wildwood Shores.
We can make it Wildwood Shores.
It's like that house.
That house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's a, you know, that's something that, that you know, I've said it from the beginning. There's no reason why we can't go right down Byron Bay Road, because originally when Wildwood Shores was built, that was all open land. That was purchased by Jack Chaplin back in the late 60s and the 70s, in the 70s. And Jack didn't start building till the 70s. So we're talking land that was never, it was, it touched ours.
Find a way to add it to the bylaws or change the bylaws for that.
All the bylaws?
Yes, you're right. So but Doug, Doug's right. That goes in under the bylaws. So Doug, you might want to make that thing to say, can, do we want to include, because Lions is automatically, that's, we know, right. No fans or butts. And Kings Avenue. But.
You want to include all of Byron Bay?
No, no, no. Byron Bay Avenue. It's just one street.
Oh, I was going to say.
Oh, okay. Not Byron Bay.
At a certain point, you have to worry about how many people, right?
Let's say that this is us. And then we have Byron Bay coming in this way and Lines Avenue this way. We're talking about letting them join.
One street.
One street. Else. That's it. Nowhere else. Because you have the one half. When you go on the opposite side, they all butt up against Wildwood Shore property because that's where the mayor's house is and everything. So one side of that street already butts up against our property. Those we can legally, without changing the bylaws, bring over. It's the neighbors across the street that's the problem.
But the neighbors across the street, there's only like really two homes over there that don't have leak access.
True.
There's the one when you very first come in, and then there's the one.
There's like four total. Yeah. You're right. There's four total on the right-hand side if you're coming in.
The rest of them are like,
but everybody on the left-hand side butts up against our property. So they could legally, without changing the bylaws, become part of our association if they chose to. And change their deeds because they do, they're on their backside of their property is all Ridge Avenue.
I mean, that would make sense. I thought they already were. So
to me,
it's, I thought as soon as you turned it off of Maxwell,
that's what I thought too.
Both sides, the pillars, and I thought that was all us.
No, but it makes financial sense to us.
Yeah.
It makes financial sense to us.
But the other ones aren't.
Lakefront properties don't need us.
To
but
me, I thought they were already, so I say add them all if they want to join.
Yeah, we're only talking, we already know we are, and we have all of Lines. And we know we have Kings, but Byron Bay is the only one. And there's three houses on Maxim Drive, or two houses on Maxim Drive in between the pillars that aren't a part of our association. But every other house is. So again, when they come up for sale again, if we decide to do it, they're surrounded on three sides by our association. Do they want to join? And that's something that we just need to discuss and put it in the bylaws that we can do the addresses and say, if these addresses choose to become part of the association, it's allowed by the board. It's at the board's discretion.
Yeah, that works. I mean, like I said, I thought all of that was so to me.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. I did too. When I sold 43 Maxim, it's the only house in between the pillars that is not a part of our association. Every other house is. I was like, how did this happen?
And the one doesn't pay. The one so next to the...
yeah, but that's not the point. Yeah. Not paying and not being in the association will get you when you sell your house.
We were talking about homes that are in our association.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the $4 million or the $1 million house we were just talking about?
Yeah. Oh, the $1 million house, $1.4 million, that's in our association.
That is. Okay. And is that... All right. That's...
Oh, that's the one that had an open house this weekend.
Yes. Yes. Kathy Porter's listing.
So, that's the only one right now.
There's
well, we know.
Two.
We had an open house? Damn it.
There's the one on, at the end of Bishop and Wildwood Shores. There's that house, it's lakefront. And then there's one, do you know where Susan lives?
That's 11B, 11B Wildwood.
Yeah,
Susan did have a for sale sign on her house. She took it off. Now, I don't know whether that means she sold her house.
And then the one on Bass
Rock. Oh, do that. She's just 11 Wildwood.
The one on Bass Rock is off the market.
Both Bass Rock.
I don't know if they would have changed the tax records yet.
Bass Rock is off the market. Al's is off the market. But Kyle's 14 Bass is coming on the market next Wednesday. So we have a new listing coming on Bass Rock. 14 Bass Rock is coming on. We have the 1.4. Bayview next to Dave is sold. 15 Pebble is sold, 43 Wildwood is sold. So I think, to my the best of my knowledge, they're the only ones. So we only have one new listing coming up.
Yeah, because you and I were counting, remember?
Yeah.
You were rattling them off, and I'm holding, and we counted like 30.
Yeah, so I'm watching 43, but I don't even care about 43 because Kathy CC'd me on all I cared about, do they have all the paperwork?
Right.
And they do.
And do they know it's a no short term?
Oh, you were with me when we were at Gloria's, and I emailed the listing agent again and said, do you understand? And I have notification from him. Absolutely. I will reiterate that to the client. So I have it in writing from the list agent that this is set.
If they sold it, they didn't change the tax records yet.
Okay.
They didn't register it though. It's still in their name.
Okay. Spring meeting.
All right.
What?
How do you want to do it?
Here, the 3rd, 1 o'clock.
Well, normally Pete opens up and then he hands it to me and I go. Does anybody else want to speak?
Nope.
Thank you.
Okay.
Done. We also said on the thing we were going to have hot dogs.
Yeah, hot dogs.
Yay!
Some kind of refreshment. Sometimes, so we got to
be BYOB?
Oh, that's right. What, it's at 1
May
o'clock?
May 3rd at 1 o'clock.
And this is here? It's Sunday, May 3rd.
Yeah. Sorry.
And then we should do something for Pete.
Here?
Like some type of acknowledgement.
Yeah. And get the goddamn gavel back. I want Doug
but
to have
who wants to do the acknowledgment? Kathy wrote it out perfectly.
Well, then let her read it because she did do a beautiful. Let her do it because she's really worked with Peter. You and her have worked with Peter the longest.
I'm gonna try to get the list email, updated email list for Kathy too, and I'll email people unless Kathy wants to do it. But it's tax time, so I don't want her to.
Yeah, let's just
April 16th hits. She's good to go. Right now she's.
But I would like, with the hot dogs, Tony, I know you're the best cook, but I would love to assist you in cooking.
We don't have a grill down here.
I mean, we
why don't we do dirty water dogs, baby?
All right, dirty water.
Boil. Just.
But I do have a small grill that if you put charcoal in it, which I, throw it in the back of the car, and so we can grill them, but it's small.
Well, that's why I want to send that email, too, to get a head count.
Yeah, there's but I think boiling the dogs is just as good.
2 hot dogs and 100.
Even though we can always store them in the, them with the bun. Yeah, the buns you can freeze, too, right?
Yeah.
11B is still for sale.
Yes, that I know. He did. He did a beautiful job.
So you guys
said 95.
I'll talk to Kathy. Freezers and then,
or do you see her?
Kathy?
Yeah.
I haven't seen her.
I don't know if you guys.
I haven't seen Pete. I haven't heard Pete.
Like to put on, if we're going to do with the meeting, who would like to assist in cooking and setting up food? I will help Tony. All right, I'll be on that. Would you like to head that committee so that you do a menu and then we'll all share into making food?
I don't feel comfortable leading it. I've been having a lot of back problems lately.
Okay.
So I've been unpredictable.
Jen?
So what? Somebody.
Do you want to lead as far as making a menu up and then you, me, and Dave and, because like Dave said, he'll volunteer and then we'll communicate with one another and giving each an assignment because I think, like chips, hot dogs, sauerkraut, the condiments, and like make you make that awesome coleslaw, like have coleslaw on the side.
This is like the party for people.
Wait,
this is the annual meeting. This is the spring meeting.
With that dressing that you introduced me to.
I like
to get more people to come.
Oh, okay. Right,
that's easy.
Don't ask me why. But so we're going to serve food.
Because of the fire. Right.
So spring meeting is May 3rd.
Still
there was a
right. You know what? Dave, we'll do it. We'll set up like a text or an email chain with just us.
I think they're talking about that
go back and forth on what we want to bring.
I don't know.
We just want to thank Pete for being a president.
Hot dogs and everything he's associated with paying for. But I mean, like if it's something stupid that we know.
He was president.
They're really good.
I'm not going to
charge them. I'll just get 2 dozen dollars.
Because
it's like, what is it, $10? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And if we each do something like that, then we're good. And then like have soda and water.
Association card.
I'll bring my
beer. Yeah.
Can you pick up hot dogs and buns somewhere?
So that's the other thing. Normally, I mean, we only have, what, 15 people in these meetings?
Not a lot.
But if because of the clubhouse
party
and because of the bylaws, we're probably going to have more.
Right. Mm-hmm. And on Facebook, I think we already have like a decent amount of people. Like even Rob Bond said he was interested.
And if we're going to tell them we're going to give them hot dogs and soda, you know, like...
Oh, absolutely.
They'll come.
I think it's more for the...
they want to see the clubhouse.
Right. Yeah.
And like no matter what the temperature is, it's going to be warm.
Is that?
As long as the power doesn't go up.
Oh, 1 year. Oh, wow.
Yeah. Okay.
So I have 8 going and 3 made. Maybe.
So I'll just go to BJ's and get the hot dogs. And do you want skinless?
It has to have skins. Do not get skins.
You have to have that.
It has to have a snap. It's like, you know what? If your dog doesn't have snap, there's no point in putting it in your mouth.
Preach into the choir.
I like that.
And you know what? With us, we will buy whatever left over because we grill at the lake all the time, and we're always having hot dogs.
Hot dogs, we're going to keep it simple. Bring the grill out.
What you got, Paul?
It's all calm.
Boat guy.
Oh, okay.
Shed.
Wait, the boat guy called him back.
Yeah. We're not there.
Okay.
Let's finish.
He wants us to hear.
Tag, you're
that's right. North Marina, too. North Shore. The new one. No, John's.
Yeah.
Is this that?
West Shore.
West Shore.
Doesn't matter. You know what I'm saying.
Yeah, they're trying to.
We're going to go really Johnny's.
What's that?
I won't be at the spring meeting.
Yeah, Rainey can't come to the spring meeting.
Aw. We'll toast a hot dog to you.
Okay.
We'll throw a wiener on the Barbie for you.
Yeah. All right. So then also at the spring meeting, we hand out the keys, right?
I'm going to make
that. What I thought too for Peter, for our church group, Jen had bought the leader of the church group this really nice gavel. It's one of the 10 bucks. Yeah. We wanted to get maybe a gavel, and on the thing that you hit it on, we can do the Wildwood Shores logo.
Oh, that would be really nice.
Yeah, and then they make like a little case that you can put
in. Yeah, that's nice.
Oh, that would be really nice.
Wait, so you're talking about the gavel and engraving the metal thing?
No.
No, it's or,
no the wood thing that you hit the gavel on it would put the
Wildwood Shores. It's like when you hit a gavel, you don't hit it on here. There's a wood, like round wood thing.
Oh, and then you put like a plate.
Yeah, I deleted the photo.
And then we'll get one for Doug.
Oh, please.
Yeah,
I'll tell you, I've been at meetings when Peter would wield that fucking gavel. Holy shit.
My greatest Peter memory was Tim
Peck. First part of Tim. He said, I'm at a funeral. I'll point him. Should have read that, huh?
Yes. Whoopsie.
But you remember at the meeting we had in Pebble Beach when he took down Tim Petcock?
The Polish guy? The Russian guy?
I was in that one.
That was so fucking fun. So, well, and anyway. Right. Kathy's not here. For the beach tags, I've had requests for different colors. People collect them.
Okay. Oh, I do too. Definitely. I collect all of mine.
But for this year, it should be patriotic.
Oh, thank you.
You know what?
Yes.
What, the anniversary?
I was going to ask if we could somehow put the 250 it on it.
The whole thing should be patriotic.
Yes. So I will definitely vote for that.
Yeah, but I don't know if we can put the 250 and everything. We'll have to see what they say.
If not, maybe we get a sticker.
Make it look like a flat. You know?
Right.
Like a,
yeah.
Okay. I think that's awesome. Yes. I would love that. But yes, you know I have every key and every membership badge.
The key since too?
Yeah, I have the key. I have all the old keys.
Last year's key,
the yeah. Yes, you, that's your
There's
tradition.
There's a pile of them off the pool.
That's what he does. Oh, I think that's awesome.
She
I love
started
that
making
idea.
Me get rid of my, I was just, hold them all, put them in a little thing.
No, I have a holder. I literally, since 2015, I have every key of every year I've ever been.
So sentimental.
When we moved in, Mr. Hart left behind his, and I donated it to the museum, but they didn't put it up in the case yet.
That's really awesome, because he's been here a long time.
Yeah.
And, oh, Jen, did you talk to Marty about, I thought this was awesome.
I was waiting for the clubhouse to get done, and then,
yeah. She has a great idea where Marty Kane will come to our clubhouse
And yeah, I told them we renovated the clubhouse. I said, and I'd like to do some fundraisers to help with the cost of it. And I was thinking of having him come and guest speak about Wildwood Shores. Mm-hmm. What's his charge? He goes, for you, nothing.
Fantastic. But the whole thing is we could charge $35 or $35.
Yes. Yeah.
And then we make a donation to the museum.
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. But I mean,
and if we do that though, we got to change it in the bylaws because the bylaws only say something like $25 per charity.
So every one of those dollar amounts should be updated to today's dollars.
I would say rather than putting a dollar amount, I would say current market value.
So let's discuss that.
Yeah. But that would be current market value.
Yeah.
So back to keys, because it just hit me, because we usually have the locks changed a week or two before the meeting. Mm. So everybody gets their keys before we change the locks. And so that handing out the keys, I know you wanted to do something differently.
See, I was confused when I was thinking about my brand idea. Because last year, it seemed like a lot of people were like, I didn't get my keys. And you had that one incident where that woman was like really like nasty about it.
That was my fault.
So it's kind of her fault too. Yeah. So I put out a Facebook poll, you know, how do you get your keys? And most of the people say they get it in their mailbox. I'm like, oh, that makes sense. So the people that don't get their keys put in the mailbox, why is that?
Because they'll sue you for breaking their door.
No. So yeah. So some people send a self-addressed envelope.
Okay.
And then some people collect them at the meeting, and then everybody else gets put in the mailbox.
Okay. I wonder why these people didn't get their keys.
They probably didn't pay on time.
Let me rephrase that. I get a list of who to give a key to. Mm-hmm. So if they didn't pay on time, which I think that was the case.
Mm.
So they didn't pay on time. They contacted us. I forgot to drop it off and forgot all about it. Then a month went by. They contacted us again.
Okay.
And that was that. That was the one right here on Wildwood Shores Drive.
Yeah.
And the ironic part about that is I've never seen that on any of the properties.
She was smart.
Yeah. So she's here.
She came, I think, a weekend or something. No, a month, a couple weeks. But when she came, she couldn't get in.
I'm dying.
I think he's an assistant living now.
Yeah.
But I don't know who's living in the house. Liam, Francis was good friends with the guy who went into assisted living. But one of the things they said to Jean, because her and I were
working. Yes, I'm dying. Of course. So are you. So is he.
We should put on the website under the contact information mm-hmm. that during the summertime, the board, we're volunteer.
Yes.
We want to relax on the weekend mm-hmm. just like you. You need, if it's an absolute emergency, contact
feel free
us.
To come up to bitch.
Contact 910.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Please refer back to your bylaws and contact 910. Or you can come down to the Clearwater Pool, have a hot dog, and we'll discuss your issue.
Oh, God.
Lodge all complaints to whatever Jones says.
Oh, please.
Nine.
So, those are my thoughts.
We need to mail out the notice for the spring meeting.
Okay.
The Kathy does. That's another one for you.
I just have a quick question.
Technically, we did mail it out in the newsletter.
But it's a good reminder.
Oh, we did?
Yes.
Then don't do it.
But we can do it via...
Oh, but a lot of people didn't get that. That was another thing. Kathy's not here, but... And she already solved it. But she's resending the invoices back out because a lot of people didn't get
them. Okay.
Real quick, too. This is a legal document. And I know that, you know, in the past, where we file things... Is there something, Tony, where we could put like a private part on our website to where, because like we need to keep documents of these, like when we've got legal documents.
Can password protect the PDF so you can't open it without password.
Right. But what I'm saying is should we, I can't read that.
Members only section on the
you
website.
Know what you can okay. do, that Gene, is password protected. We can scan it. We can distribute it amongst ourselves.
But we should have a record of all like things like this. This is what's failed in the past.
I think there used to be something in the storage room where they would keep stuff, and then there was a fight or something, and a lot of stuff went missing.
I'm just saying, I did print this out, but I'm like, this is a very important piece because this shows that they came
Marty,
apart.
When I was telling him last year that I was scanning all the minutes of the meeting,
yes,
he said if I wanted to, I can give them to the museum to hold on to.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's another option.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
And he want, yeah, he would want that.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying that that even with ourselves, if we're scanning these things in, we should have a somewhere that they are held. Because, yes, there is proof, but whoever owns 18 Lines Avenue
actually,
20
you know
years
what?
From now.
We can have a hard drive. We could put it in a safe, and it could physically be here.
Yeah. That's a good idea.
I would suggest doing just a memory card. Hard drive.
Yes, yeah, but memory card. It's the same difference. But I mean, I think that having everything scanned and secured.
Because
we want me to scan it, I'd be happy to scan it. You want me to?
Well, like she said, she scanned everything in so that we have something.
I still got more to go.
Right, but what I'm saying is, even if we have a stack of memory cards, the problem that we have is trying to figure out what the fuck they did in the 80s, what they did in the 70s. And with today's technology, we shouldn't. And now that we're contemplating and maybe more people in Lyons Avenue, 20 years when we're all dead and gone, or we're just gone, or 30, 40 years from now. Well, I'm not. I'm dead. But, this should never be a question. This should be in a file that then the next generation of leaders always has access to.
We had that problem when Gillen left. I think, I don't remember if we got every.
I have a bunch of files up in my attic.
Oh, wow.
Well, show me a scanner.
Yeah, but they all should be scanned. We should have this all digitized.
Like we scanned all the minutes.
Yep. Yeah.
I have letters from lawyers, petitions.
I mean, it's bullshit, but it's not. We're an association, and it's important.
Sometimes you might need a template.
I'll bring it.
That should be. Yeah,
bring it to her. She can scan them, and then even if you have paper files here.
Jen, I'll bring them
to you. All right.
Not only that, though, but the physical one should be in a safe here,
yes.
too.
Yeah.
Question. Have we ever had a cost analysis besides the insurance quote? Any other cost analysis done on the building?
Not to my knowledge.
What about when we tried to put it up for sale?
Yeah, we got estimates, didn't we?
Oh, yeah.
From what? Like appraisals done on the building?
Appraisals, yeah. That must have been.
Did we get an appraisal?
When we went to sell it, when we tried to sell it, we put it on the market.
I don't think we got an official appraisal, but it was Kathy Porter.
Then that's well, she did. But she did a CMA, and she.
Oh
she,
no, it's not it. Yeah, it's not an appraisal. So CMA is cool, but yeah, it's another word. Was it anything? No official value.
No.
Just a CMA.
Yes.
And that was years ago, right?
Yeah, 15.
Oh, so So all right, as opposed to an appraisal. This insurance is basically, it says reconstruction. So it's based on replacement cost.
Yeah.
So we don't need an appraisal for the building. We're going to do, we talked about doing a replacement cost analysis.
Mm-hmm.
That would directly be able to argue against whatever we're trying to refute with insurance.
Gotcha. I get you.
Got it.
And
you're basically like a contractor coming in and giving us an estimate of what it's going to cost to do the job.
Yeah. This is going to be a replacement cost similar to what they did, but I'm going to have my master appraiser do it. It's the highest license in the game.
Mm-hmm.
So he's going to do a full, he can do a replacement cost analysis of what it would cost, the same thing they did.
Mm-hmm.
And it would be a report showing that these numbers are grossly over.
Good.
Right. And it's like half the price of an appraisal.
Perfect.
So you don't have to do
it. Well, but the funny thing is that when this was a pavilion, it already burned down once. And the same structure is here that burnt down.
Yeah, that's cool.
And it's cement. You can't.
Maybe we'll
only the wood burns.
I wonder, does that bring down, not bring down the value, but because if you have sheetrock and things that are more flammable,
this is actually more.
You would think,
For a building
less
like this,
less burns.
This is less, correct. This is more value because less of a risk in a building like this. You know, because anytime if your house is built out of brick, if your house is built out of stone,
or cement,
or right, it's different than if someone has vinyl.
Where was this next person here?
So that the roof, he's going to do a total, and he's not going to do it. He's going to do it at full. That's not going to be any depreciation because it was just pretty much redone. So it'd be hard for him to have any argument whatsoever, and it would be done as if it was sort of brand new.
that's excellent. Well, it basically, other than the concrete itself, everything else is pretty much brand new.
So I'll have him work on that. If he has a few more questions we're going to ask, so I'll contact y'all about that.
And then you can tell him that we're going to do an epoxy floor.
Oh.
So that he can include that.
Okay. Because theirs didn't include an epoxy floor, right? It was just, they just had this foundation.
Floor. Yeah. I guess. Because we're on the slab.
But they didn't know about the epoxy, right?
Well, no. Okay. Oh, yeah. So don't tell them the epoxy.
No, I'm saying. The insurance is going on this as the foundation because there's nothing in this.
Yeah. Place. No,
I'm wrong. Don't tell them it's an epoxy floor.
Yeah, but the whole thing is the epoxy, the flooring doesn't matter because it's not, it's neither here nor there. It's a concrete foundation with no basement.
Right. You're right.
So it's
there
a concrete
flooring on top of it.
Yeah, we could paint it.
Epoxy would have replacement value because of the cost, right? Yeah. But we're doing this replacement cost as of when we ordered it.
Yeah.
Right.
The epoxy's not here. Yeah. It won't be here. Yeah.
Nope.
So we're going to do it as
is. Yep. Got it. Beautiful.
So I'll talk to y'all about whatever else he needs answered.
Right? Which is direct from, I sent this out to everybody. This is for 18 months.
Now I told him you don't meet till next month. You don't meet before then. No.
No, because we're paid with the insurance. We just will then have to.
Yeah, because we're paying for the insurance. So the sooner we get it done, the more money we're going to get back. Because, I mean, that is like ridiculous.
So do we want to meet again for when just.
We're meeting again on the 11th. And then we're not meeting again until the 3rd.
All right. You can probably have it done. I don't know if you can do it by the 11th.
Yeah, but you know what? Here's the whole thing. We don't need a meeting. You can send it to all of us, and we can literally do it online, or we can do a quick Zoom meeting.
Yeah, that's right. We don't need this for the annual.
You don't need this. Okay.
No, because this is something for us.
But if you need somebody to get in here, contact.
I can do that. He just wanted to know how quick we needed it done. So I didn't.
With spring market
at his earliest convenience,
because with it being spring market, I don't want him killing himself either. You know, this is a crazy market again.
Yeah, our next meeting is the 7th of May.
All right, so I'll have him just do what he does, and I told him that it's for us, so. Give us a break on that. But after discussing it, I'm like, you don't need an appraisal. This would be more direct.
Yeah, it would be exact.
Yeah.
That's awesome, Damon. Thank you very much.
No problem. Once we get it done, let's see what that number is. And then, like I said, hopefully we fight it, we overturn it, and you can thank me. Until then, we're just we're gonna swing.
A beer goes to Damon.
Or the tequila drinks you made me before.
I know your wife was really mad at me that day.
Yeah, she's used to it. I came home and finished.
Yeah, but you know what? It was like this.
You had some. But that's another conversation.
Yes.
Back to business.
Anything else?
Can we do a members only section on the website so we can shut out?
Now, I wanted to have, no weekends.
I have to check.
Okay.
The no weekend rule for board members.
Oh, that's what I was saying about
So she's saying to tell the members not to call us and bug us on the weekend.
Right.
Bullshit. We still do anyway.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. They will.
What do you think about raising the initiation fee to $750 from $500?
I think we can go up $550. I don't want to make it too crazy. Okay. I think, I think that we've had it, 2 years now, three years? Nobody does. I mean, you have to look, Jen, you've looked at these other HOAs.
Yeah.
We're like one of the least expensive. That's so, even if we brought it to $600, I'm fine with that.
Yeah, there was somebody that was like $1,000. I was like, I forget which one that was.
But this is all what they pay, when they're
one-time fee.
One-time.
They close.
New home. Not us.
Right.
No.
It has nothing to do with us.
Like, that one is you're dealing with all the homes that close
itself and
all
this other shit.
That's
I agree with
that. That's safe.
Let's go up to 600.
650. 650. Come on, 650.
Do I hear 700? You know what? I'm fine with 650 because I'm telling you, I know as a real estate agent.
650 because you bust your ass talking to all the real estate agents. Yeah, well, that's my new thing. Time is money.
Yeah, and I do. But yes, I'm perfectly fine. I'll make a motion that we raise our application fee. I'm going to do a two-part. Anybody that's on Lyons Avenue, I would like to keep it at 500 for them, just to keep it as a low.
Yeah.
But any new member, only if they're bringing their home over to us, because we're collecting a lot of other money. Mm-hmm. But as far as all new home sales, including Lyons Avenue, if they're going to do it at closing, 650. Anybody want to second that?
I second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay. Then if you want to change the form, and let's put a date on that form, because we do have houses that are currently on the market with that on it.
So as of
May 1st.
Second.
New listings May 1st.
May 1st? Okay.
New listings. Because, the 14 Bass is going up. It may not close till after that, but we'll close it off. I'll keep an eye on any listings prior to May 1st. I'll keep it at 500. And then all listings after May 1st, I will let them know that the new cost is.
So I'll change it to 2026 Q2 form.
Okay, perfect. And but this way, because we've already put it out there and it's already on the Garden State MLS, I don't want to change those.
Right, right.
But any new listings will go into the new pricing.
And this is for the WSPOA.
Application form.
Yeah,
because the whole thing that nobody qualms on that. I mean, like when you look at everybody else's, it's like,
yeah,
holy
we're still cheap.
That's not going to be the difference to somebody.
It's not a closing.
Here, right?
No. And it doesn't affect anybody that's a homeowner because it's a buyer pay. It's not a homeowner.
Nobody's going to complain about it.
Is that it for the report?
That's it.
I need a motion to.
Oh, wait.
What do you want, Steve?
I'm hoping everybody got the email before
sign
we came.
Thingy.
If you guys want to do the sign thingy.
What sign?
Is that the LED?
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, I found the chimney to finish the flue up top. I'm hoping to pick it up tomorrow for $150, but since it's on Facebook, I might go and it might not be there. So, but
and also try to get it for less.
Yeah. Well, I tried, but he won't budge. But anyway, so that's a maybe. And did you see the pictures of the docks?
I know.
So the dock on Pebble
is
basically not.
Yeah, I saw that.
It's like almost the middle.
No, it's the end, and it's
I saw
and
that.
The whole wood itself is shot, so it's not repairable.
Because I was thinking about screwing it back.
No, it's not repairable.
All right.
We have to get that addressed prior to those boats going in.
Yeah.
Well, we need. I got a list for that. There's a bunch of boards that need to be replaced. Okay.
No, but that can't be repaired. Those boards, the top, that whole shot.
This is what I'm saying. Reedy and I made a comment of, now we got this up and going. We've got to get this.
Yeah.
We have to get these docks addressed and fixed. And I know everybody's got their 2 cents on it, but I don't care where the money comes from.
It's a good idea when you prepare.
Yeah.
And that's a separate meeting too.
Yeah. Like me, I'm like this. It's an investment, yes, but as a homeowner, I'm like, rip them out. As a real estate agent, I'm like, no way. I mean, like, so I'm mixed on it, but I'm open.
The plan's not bad.
The boards, you just show me, is the beam cracked on
it? The wood is dry rotted, the root, you can't walk on it anymore, and it's split. That's the end of it. Okay. It's split because it's all dry rotted. Okay. And obviously, it's a bigger issue. We've talked about it year after year, but the docks have to come out before the winter.
Yes.
Because when they stay inside the water, it freezes and it buckles everything. Yeah, if you go to the other beaches, if you go to Elba, they take their docks, they take them apart. So we'll never get enough volunteers to do it. We're going to have to pay somebody.
So when we get
when we get the new docks, we need to do that.
We need to,
we need to build back into part of the maintenance of the docks.
Yeah.
Because they have to get...
Well, here's the thing. If we don't get volunteers, then we have to raise the membership fees because now we've got to pay somebody labor to come do it.
Right.
Well, what the other ones do is that you can work off your boat staff.
Yes. Yeah. That's really good.
Do an hour volunteer, volunteer work and take $50 on
the bill. That's incentive. I like that. I really like that.
So, and then what Elbow Point does is that if you have a boat slip there, it's mandatory that you volunteer. And if you don't volunteer, then you pay to have somebody come and do it.
I'm all for that.
I'd say, we could start with either or, but I like the incentive. I think it'd be
well. Yeah, to think about for the bylaws then too.
Yeah. Or, but both of those options, we could put that on the list for discussion.
Yeah, but I actually really like that thought because not again. It's a select few out of 158, and I have no problem with the 158 as a common goal to put those slips and put them back in working order because as a whole, it benefits your home's resale. It benefits each and every one of us.
I think the other problem is that too, communication. Like I've been here since 2003. I didn't know that you guys need volunteers to do that.
Right.
Sorry when we spoke about
that. Well, I would never do it on boats because I don't have a boat. But
send out newsletters and stuff through email. People don't want to read them. They don't want to read them. Tony has we can do QR codes on signs and stuff like that.
I think that's a great idea.
I like the incentive. And that way we're not like saying, okay, well, you got to do it or you got to pay somebody. That's just
or the whole community has to pay for something that they don't benefit from. But I agree with you.
Right. Yeah. So we did the beach cleanups. We get a decent amount of people.
Yeah, we do. Right. We actually have. Yeah.
People that say, okay, look, this is $365. You get this much off just for coming to volunteer for a day or two. Yep. I don't see why people wouldn't.
Yeah.
Instead of sitting home, just come see. You know what I mean? And we're going to do what's nice, and we have a lot of fun once people join to see that kind of thing.
Yeah.
If you have a slip. You know what I mean? Afterwards. That's what people
want. I agree.
We'll probably have so many, but I like that idea.
I do too. That's excellent. Whoever brought it up.
The prez.
That's why he's the president.
I stole it. That was borrowed.
So right. Nobody knows.
Yeah, nobody knows. You can say you're just that smart.
Okay.
Now we're
all right. Now motion.
Any motion?
Motion. Who made
it? Rainey, you good? Hello?
Rainey?
I'm sorry. I'm here.
Baby, I'm back.
We're done.
Motion to adjourn.
All right.
Okay.
I second.
Okay. Damon first. Second.
Okay.